I've watched some enjoyable gay love stories.
I'm telling you, the Black is the superior athlete.
Tied up, I was watching a Rough Riders game.
Hey, a year ago you said we could fuck. Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It is the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the program. Episode 210 of the program. I'm in a simmering rage. And so we can discuss that more with when Ed Daly joins us. By the way, you should subscribe to the show on iTunes. Rate, review the show, do everything you can there. Also reach out, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Voicemail line 949-464-TBLS. Become a friend of the show. I don't know the formula to becoming a friend of the show, but I'll tell you this, I know it when I see it. Joining me now, as always, of course, it's him, the one and only, Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a plea for all of our friends of the show.
Have you been charged with a crime?
No. I'm pleading with our friends.
Yes.
No mas on the teacher sex stories.
Well, there's
I feel like we've reached max capacity.
It happens too often. That's the problem. It used to be a unique occurrence. It used to happen only occasionally. Now it happens every week.
With cell phones and it's just
too much. There's too much of it.
There's nothing left. There's nothing left to discuss. And you know, the one making the rounds this week, and really like the one teacher that was doing it to a middle schooler.
That's a little too young.
It's not cool. Like, yeah. I'd be livid if I were the parent of a middle schooler. Like, how do you that will fuck with this kid's head?
Stolen innocence.
Well, it's one thing when you're talking like 17, 18 year old kid, and it's like, all right, he's fucking his teacher. Like, way to go, son. 14 year old or whatever it is. Like, that's it's too young. And like they, you know, they love the different, you know, websites that put these articles up. They love like digging into their Instagram feeds and all that. And it's like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Enough of these stories. It's too much.
Unless there's something really unique about it. Like if it's
just, hey, they were sexting. She, you know, she had sex with the kid. Like, Unless there's a wrinkle to the story,
unique just angle.
Yeah, we're done on this one
because they're all kind of attractive anymore. Also, so it's like
she's even hot. Like it's almost like a miracle when somebody looks like Large Marge.
Yeah, exactly.
Now this is another one, and again, I love this guy. But I was going to have to talk about it. I went to the Big Ten, moved up there.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Are we beefing?
Yeah, well, we're beefing on this one.
Are we beefing?
The Big Ten moved up their conference tournament so they could have it in the Garden. And it really fucked with the season because they had to jam a week inside the schedule. So everybody was playing on shorter rest. Anyway.
Talking about Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
Why would the Big Ten be playing in Madison Square Garden?
Because Rutgers they did one in D.C. for Maryland, one in MSG for Rutgers.
Maryland and Rutgers are in the Big Ten. I think, Ed, I need to school you here. That's like Michigan and Penn State, Purdue. Long story short,
The conference tournament should be in like Indianapolis or Chicago. Like that's where it belongs. But anyway, they tried it out and I went And Maryland is like, you know, they're like six scholarship players. There's not a good season. A lot of injuries.
Coach Gary Williams is not having a good year, huh?
Yeah. So anyway, a buddy of mine was like, hey, let's go to the games on whatever it was, Thursday afternoon.
At the Garden.
Maryland lost to Scani. And
Wisconsin's usually pretty good. They're usually a sleeper. This year. Yeah,
they suck this year, though.
Yeah, I bet you they got some big white guys that stand in the middle.
Oh, man, we were looking at the layup line, and before the game, my buddy and I were like, Jesus, they really are just so goddamn white, everybody on the team.
They always got a big white guy that stands in the middle.
So these conference tournaments, if your team isn't playing, you're probably not there, but I think they make people buy like entire books of it. Yeah. So there were like Michigan State fans there, even though they weren't. But predominantly, the crowd were the four teams playing: Maryland, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan. And it was a ton of Michigan fans. And there was a douchey Maryland guy complaining about calls and stuff behind me. I'd say the nicest of those four were the Iowa fans. Wisconsin fans, they have a lot of organized dancing, which was problematic.
Oh, that's weird. That's so weird.
But Michigan fans had a ton of organized dancing and cheers.
Oh, no.
They are essentially Red Sox and Patriots fans. Yeah. They are so goddamn obnoxious. I've never seen more obnoxious fans anywhere. And they behind us were like the douchey fans. And then in front of us was a guy wearing a Gerald Ford football jersey, Michigan football jersey. And he's the old dude calling traveling every play. Like, this isn't the basketball he grew up with. So he's just calling traveling every time somebody drives the lane. But I got to tell you, I was just disgusted with Michigan fans. Yeah, they're so awful, so unlikable. And I was like, all right. And then I go on Twitter and I see our friend Mark.
Close friend of the show, Mark the Nomad.
Close friend of the show.
Guy we've beefed with in the past, yeah.
The douchiest tweet ever. Like, I wonder what it's like to not be the champion of the Big Ten or something like that. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's his niche.
So I know every Michigan fan is a douche when it comes to sports.
It's his niche. And also, like, winning a conference tournament. Like, what is that?
Yeah, congrats. I'm sure shooting nothing but three-pointers will take you deep into the tournament.
Right. And Ramil Robinson, he'll probably, like, make some free throws at the end or – Tim Hardaway's kid, Fab Five.
That's right.
Jimmy King.
Juwan Howard.
Right. I'm going to say.
Anyway, I just, in general.
Yes.
Don't be douchey. Nobody cares about your team. No one does.
Save that for Ed's all-time favorite college hoops team, Duke, the Blue Devils. They've got enough douche for the rest of us.
They hand out chants because I remember like, one time Maryland played them and somebody in the crowd got a hold of it and like posted online of like the organized, okay, at the 14 minute mark, we're all going to chant this. And it's really like very organized at Duke.
I took my kid to one of the division, playoff games when the Dodgers went to the World Series this year.
Yeah.
And I felt kind of like a dick because the whole crowd, like the wave was going on and the wave came by and I didn't say anything and I let my kid stand up and he just saw that I just remained in my seat and he was like, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, oh no, I don't do the wave. And you could tell his face got a little red. It was a teaching moment. It was a hard lesson for him to learn that we don't participate in stuff like that. We don't do any kind of organized cheering, wave, the chants.
Yeah, cheer when something good happens.
Like, none of that shit. Just you fucking cheer them on. Like, yell for the game.
You should see. Yeah, I took my kids to a soccer game in England last year, and they love the wave. The wave, there must have been.
Have they just discovered it?
I don't know what's going on, but it probably passed around the Arsenal Stadium. It probably a good 16 times over that hour and a half.
Oh my God, that's so many. It usually dies out after a couple.
That's the thing. Even in America, people get embarrassed with themselves. In England, they just kept going.
Keep it going because they're so wasted. And they got nothing else. It's so dreary there. Like, they got nothing going on. So, of course, they get into the wave.
Yeah. It's not organized shit. Like,
no.
Totally show real emotion, not manufactured emotions.
Yeah, like if something happens, celebrate. If nothing's happening, just sit on your fucking hands. Be a man.
It's one thing. Like, the band has to perform. That's their organized thing. But the people and the crowd, just cheer. Just cheer. 100%. None of this is organized stuff.
100%. So I've just noticed I don't even have the rundown of the show open now because I'm in a simmering rage. I'm in a simmering rage, Ed, and I'm embarrassed to say.
Computer problems.
Well, yes, but it's worse.
Yeah?
It's Bachelor related.
Oh, no.
So, as our listeners know, and Ed, who probably, I'm not able to keep the receipts on who listens to the Bachelor podcast specifically. But many people do.
Keep believing, buddy.
Many of our listeners, prior to the season of The Bachelor, many of our listeners reached out and they wanted some Bachelor specific content on this show. And I was like, you know what?
You're giving of content.
My dear friend Ed, he does so much for the show, and it's just, we ask a lot of him, and while he does love The Bachelor, I didn't want to put it on him to have to do even more. Yeah. So I don't like to
take notes while I watch The Bachelor. I like to just really study
it. Drink it in. Yeah. And then Fancy Sauce is like, the whole reason she's a part of this show is because I've always, even before we did the show, I wanted a Bachelor component to the show. And she's our resident Bachelor expert. She's been doing updates on The Bachelor forever. And then this season, she's pretty busy at work too, also, and making noise in the background of the show. And so she's like, I'm out on The Bachelor. She's like, I'm over it. And I'm like, what the fuck? So now no Fancy Sauce, right? And I see my fucking Chrome. This is part of it. Like, I might not even be able to get the rundown. My Chrome's not functioning properly. So I'm like, I'm like, no, we got to do it. We got to do something. And I'm like, everybody loves Jay Stu. And Jay, last time we did Bachelor stuff, we were doing it with Jay Stu. And I reached out to Jay Stu and I'm like, look, the listeners are hitting me up. And he's like, yeah, I'm in 100%. Let's do it. And I'm like, all right. So the Bachelor's wrapping up, Ed. It's ending. But those fucking cunts at The Bachelor, they're really dragging it out. And instead of on the normal night of the Bachelor finale, they've drug it out over two nights. And I wanted to wrap up the season with our friend of the show, Bachelor Insider, Reality Steve, right? Right. Like, that's a good get. That's a good get for us. He's
sure.
Well known on the internet to be the number one Bachelor Insider. Mm-hmm. And he's a friend of ours. And I'm like,
yeah, the only time Michelle was excited about our show.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, how do you know Reality Steve? I was like, how do you know? What is going on?
I know, it's crazy. And Reality Steve's a good guy. So we're like trying to work it out. And the problem is, when we normally record is usually the night after The Bachelor's been on. But this week,
Thursday night.
What night it's on. Now, this week, they've dragged it out into a second night. So the East Coast feed, not to get too inside baseball, but it's the show. No.
You wouldn't want to do that.
The finale of The Bachelor will be on the East Coast when we would normally record. And I'm like, and I told Jay Stu, I go, look, we'll already have seen the first half. I go, let's just have Reality Steve on. And since he's the spoiler guy, he can tell.
He already knows what happened.
He knows what happened, and he can tell us what we're about to see, and it will be fine that way. I'm okay to have Reality Steve spoil it for us. And so Jay Stu's like, well, maybe we can watch the East Coast, because Reality Steve, he's got to live tweet it, but he's in Dallas. And so he watches on an East Coast feed. So we decided, okay, we'll do it after the East Coast feed because he can't do it during the show. So, but Jay Stu's like, oh, well, I'd like to watch. And I'm like, well, I don't know about the East Coast feed. I don't really care. And he's like, I'm going to see if I can find a way. And I'm like, okay. I go, put it out to your Twitter following. You have a major Twitter following. People will know this kind of stuff. I go, ask people on the internet if there's a way you can stream it from the East Coast online on the ABC app or whatever. And then, so then I get an email from him and it's just a link. And I'm like, Uh-oh. Oh, he must have come up with something. Now, mind you, Ed Daly, I'm not like, obviously, I'm not like Mr. Tech. We've determined that on this show.
No.
But I'm savvy enough. And I'm one of the ways I'm savvy is that I own a Macintosh computer.
Right.
I don't.
You're not binging stuff either, right?
I don't bing. I don't fuck around. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. See, that's what's happening. Did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that?
That came out of my computer.
A non-fancy related noise.
That came out of my computer. Hold on. I gotta like open a new tab here. So I clicked the fucking link, Ed, and I knew from days of Windows past that I just made a mistake because immediately something came on my computer asking me if I wanted to clean it. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not good. And then when you go to close it, it won't let you close it.
Jesus.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And then so I'm like, oh, I know this is – I don't want this. So I Google what it is, and they're like, yeah, get that shit off your computer. And then it tells you how to do it, right? Because unlike Windows, you download a software and it installs in tons of places. On Apple, it's just like one package of files that's in this one place. And so It's like, go here and delete this, go here and delete this. And then it's like, delete the icon. Cause the icon like shows up in your launch pad. And I'm like, okay. So, and then I'm like trying to drag it and it just, you drag it to the trash and it just bounces back from the trash to where it was. And I'm like, no, this is bullshit. And so then I go and I find the files and I delete the files and then I empty the trash and then I restart the computer and everything's fucking right back where it was just before I did it.
It's probably Bing related.
He's binged something. There's been a binging.
Yeah.
And somehow
it's all windowsing it up.
Yeah, his binging has made its way onto my Mac. And my Mac's
he's turning
all
your
fucked
Mac
up.
Into a Dell.
Yeah, exactly. I got a Lenovo all of a sudden. Yes. And this is right before the show.
Have Steve Ballmer in your living room yelling at you pretty soon.
And I didn't even care. Like, I wasn't even going to watch. Right. I went on my, because I have like Roku or whatever. And I'm like, well, maybe on the E8, maybe. Well, I have DirecTV. And I'm like, well, I think I have I have the East Coast feeds on my DirecTV. But they must have disabled that. Because I used to have it and now it's gone. It's not there. And so I'm like, well, that's all right. I'm like, well, maybe I could do it on the app. Because the app, you're supposed to be able to get everything on the app. So I go on the app and the app's like last week's episode. And I'm like, oh, so maybe not on the app. And then I was like over it. And then I see this email and I'm like, well, I don't know. And I clicked on it. It's my mistake. But now I'm in a simmering rage.
Yeah, but did – I mean, Jay Stu sent it.
It's true.
It's his fault. I mean, is he a sociopath?
And then
– it doesn't seem like you would – send that to somebody you care about.
He's a bit of a rube, I think is the thing. He sees the best in everyone and he wouldn't expect that.
He's a delightful guy, but you wouldn't send that kind of link unless you were a monster.
And then, I text him, I go, hey, pretty sweet virus you sent me with that link. And his first thing is, don't you have antivirus? And I was like, one, that stuff makes your computer run like complete shit. B, I have a Mac. You don't need antivirus if you have a fucking Macintosh. But apparently, there is
some
shit.
Yeah, when you have guys binging you rogue things.
Yes.
You do, I guess.
Never an issue. Never an issue.
I think the lesson is you got to cut non-Mac people out of your life.
That's the thing.
Man, love Jay Stu, but... maybe a little tough love will get him to get off Bing
and
into the real world.
And as I review, As I review our text conversation, I see that his texts are in green. Because he's also a non-iPhone person. He's non-iPhone.
He might even have Mac. A flip phone.
You know, I was out somewhere the other day, and I heard somebody's phone ringing. And I was like in a restaurant or something, and I'm like, what is that? Why does that ring sound familiar? And I turn around, and some old guy is unfolding his flip phone. And I'm like, I had that flip phone right there in like 2000. Like that's, he had my same, it's, remember when they were trying to make him as small as possible?
Oh yeah. They were like postage stamps.
I had the tiny little Zoolander model, and this guy had, and cause I'm like, I don't want anything too bulky in my pocket. I just want it. You know, I wasn't texting or anything. I was just doing calls. So making calls to people. And so I just wanted the smallest possible thing to make call. I'm like, I don't want a camera. I'm like, this is when they're first coming out with cameras. So I'm like, what the fuck would I want to take a picture? I don't need a can. If I need to take pictures, I'll lug around my huge digital Canon camera that I have. Like, I'll just use that.
Yeah.
Now look where we're at. So some guy had my same phone. So I'm in a simmering rage.
Yeah.
And it's Bing related, and it's JStu related, and it's JStu's follower related. So whoever JStu's follower is that sent him that link, you fucked me over. And now I gotta get another software to get rid of this Mac cleaner that's fucking me over. And whoever created this is the Russians. This is Trump right here. Trump could fix this. But he's in bed with the Russians, and he's okay.
No, we're in a trade war now.
We're okay with him fucking over
our computers. Up aluminum now.
How did Carl Icahn know to sell all his steel stocks before?
Nah, it's probably coincidental. It's
coincidental, right? So anyway, tech people out there, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. I'll probably have, by the time you hear this, I will have used my advanced technological and problem-solving skills to get rid of this issue, but I thought I did that already. And when I go back to the library of files, everything I deleted has reinstalled itself somehow. So anybody that has a link, like I think I'm going to have to install something to uninstall some shit. So I mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com or at Brian Beckner on Twitter. Let me know how to get the shit off my computer, because it's going to fuck up this. Did you hear that noise it made earlier? I was just trying to open a link, and that
happened. Could probably help you.
Not Jason Stewart. Oh, Mark the Nomad.
Yeah. Michigan fan. We just shit on for like 5 minutes.
I think he's tech. He's like a tech.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got a background.
He's real smart about that kind of stuff.
And I know he's a Mac guy, cause I've had him on the show.
Of course he's a Mac guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, no, he's
only
a good
bad
guy.
Guys. Go away.
Did you be honest?
What?
Did you mute him?
No, I didn't, because he really does have some good stuff. Like, he puts out good links.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you got to deal with a lot of Michigan related vomit to get to the good stuff.
He gets real political, and he's pretty funny. I like him. I think he's a good guy.
With him on his political stuff. So right. I'm I like the guy, but yeah, I mean, Michigan people are assholes.
He has convinced me. I'm now an Irving Myers fan. I'm a huge Scarlet and Silver guy. I support the Ohio State. I didn't even call it that. The Ohio
you saw
State
that
Buckeyes.
Tweet this weekend. You saw that tweet this weekend. It was real douchey.
Well, you I know I saw, because you know the algorithm or whatever.
Oh yeah, I
open Twitter and I see that you have responded to something that Mark said, and you're like, I was like, oh yeah, that's super annoying. I got to agree with you there. Oh, you said you were, this makes you hope.
This tweet makes me hope that Ohio State wins the next 100.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah, but I have something. You're in a simmering rage. I got something to make you feel good.
Probably not.
Ichiro is signing with the Mariners. Dude is still at it.
I love that guy. I
love that fucking guy.
I love him.
He's probably my favorite non-Oriole of all time.
He's the greatest hitter of all time.
He's so good.
He's so good.
Love how Pete Rose just like tries not to recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, Pete, with your straw hair, you can go fuck yourself. Ichiro is the head king.
And Ichiro didn't get a single every time. And he didn't have to be the manager also to get
there. Yeah, I mean, at the end of that chase, he was really terrible.
Yeah, he was managing himself. Although, I feel like we should bring that back. Like, shouldn't, like, when, next year...
Well, I remember Mike Dunleavy was, like, a player coach on the Bucks.
Yes.
Senior.
Before he succeeded Pat Riley with the Lakers.
Right. Now, yeah, he was a player coach on the Bucks. I remember that.
Now he just looks like some kind of a Bond villain, or more like a Seagal movie villain.
Yeah, what's the train movie? He looks Under Siege 3 kind of guy.
Yes. well, when LeBron comes to the Lakers next year, he should just be the coach too, because he's the de facto coach and GM of whatever team he's with. Yeah,
I was going to say, not just coach, he GMs. And that guy is the biggest bargain in the NBA. Yeah. You get everything with LeBron.
Yeah, because he's out there and he's like has the I hate this phrase, basketball IQ. But if you're going to apply it to anybody, it's that guy. He always knows what to do on the court. Like, what's a coach going to tell him?
Better. Yeah. Makes everybody better.
Always finds the open man, and he's gonna look real good. Although the Lakers haven't been wearing their purple uniforms anymore, I don't know why. He's gonna look good in the purple and gold. I don't know. They wear gold on the road and at home now.
Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else?
I feel like no. I think we're ready to move on.
This has been a rage dominated program.
Well, it's your own news.
Oh, that's good. Oh, I'd already forgotten that. I'm not being in the moment, so I settled back into my rage situation, and I'd forgotten about Ichiro. Good for him. There's a whole bunch of guys that aren't on teams still, right?
Yeah, there's like some sort of collusion.
Yeah,
everybody's waiting because next year is like all the great free agent crops. So these are like the guys. Like, all right, who wants Eric Hosmer?
Right. Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like that.
Yeah. Exactly. JD Martinez. Like, wait, you need an outfielder. You wait till next year because that Bryce Harper's coming. But the thing is like all the rest of the teams aren't going to get Bryce Harper. So unless you're like Chicago or New York or LA or maybe Philly or Washington, D.C., like the rest of the teams just try to make, or Boston, just the rest of the teams just try to get better now because you're not going to get Bryce Harper or Kershaw. No,
They're letting some of these guys just flap in the breeze.
Yeah. Okay. Email. Brian and Ed, are we supposed to believe that James Corden doesn't sleep diagonally? Thanks. That's from Dean. You know, I was shocked.
I don't know how we're supposed to believe he isn't a fanny bellhop.
My thing is that, early botanist, my thing is that I don't think he's communicated that to himself. Like,
oh, you think he doesn't know he's a warm brooder?
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. Like,
he doesn't know he wants to take the bridge to Pimpledon.
Yes, that's exactly right. He's like, he loves to sing and he's very theatrical and he wants to appear on Broadway. And like, I mean,
and this is the perfect time to come out.
Right.
Because like, I think we embrace that now. Like, we're very, I mean, look, you know, up and down the board, we got across the board. We've got Anderson Cooper is a respected newsman. Right. Like, there are lots of people who are out and you know, it can skew to being like theatrical gay to serious gay. Like, nobody cares about that stuff anymore.
100%.
Yeah. Go be yourself. But the problem is I want James Corden to be himself, but at the same time, I want him to be himself back in England where we don't have to see him.
Same. Like, how did we got saddled with this guy? And
it's like, well, you got John Oliver, so now you got to take Corden.
Yeah. I don't know how he became a thing in this country, but I want him to go away.
We already have Jimmy Fallon, and now we're given like the British, less attractive Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah,
we've got one too many Jimmy Fallons. We don't need two.
I've never watched a carpool karaoke, and now I understand that's been spun into its own program.
I mean, I've seen when it first came out, like people would just post it on Facebook and be like, oh my God, you have to see this. And then I watched it and I was like, I don't have to see this ever.
No, never. I'm never going to watch that. And yeah, I thought I assumed he was gay. And I was like, I think I said something. I made a tweet because he kind of looks like a miniature version of friend of the show, Travis Rogers. He's kind of got like that cherubic thing going for him. And I'm like, he's like the slightly smaller, a little bit fatter, bearded, gayer Travis Rogers. And somebody responded to my tweet, oh, he's not gay. And I was like, what?
Yeah, you told me on the show, or Fancy and a story talked about like his family.
Yeah.
His wife. It was some family related thing where we found out he had a wife. And I thought it was just assumed.
Also,
the guy made his bones on Carpool Karaoke.
Exactly. And he really gets into it. Also, how fucking old is this guy? I think he's only like 38.
Nah.
Yeah, hold on. James Corden, 39, August 22nd, 1978.
39. He needs to get some sleep.
Spouse. And it's a woman's. Oh, he's got children.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's fathered children with a woman. So he's had heterosexual sex, which doesn't seem possible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Corden wife.
Yeah,
what's doing?
Julia Carey.
Oh, they've been married for 6 years.
She's normal looking.
Yeah, she doesn't look like odd. She just looks like a normal woman.
No, she's all right. She looks. She's one of those chicks that you could tell from a distance that she has an accent.
Yeah,
you know, like you don't.
There is a picture right here. He's holding up. I mean, he looks unbelievably gay, even with his arm around his wife.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
in the picture. He's got his arm on her stomach, and the way he's laughing in this picture makes me think he's definitely a lucky Pierre.
Yeah. And we're fine with that. That's not something.
Of course.
Yeah, that's not an issue for us.
I have loved ones that are gay. I'm yes, totally cool.
I know.
It's at the time when the guy in the West Village asked me if I was cool, and I didn't realize what that was code for.
Yeah, and then he tried to put his arm
he
around.
Put his, he put his arm. He didn't try. He got that arm right around me.
Yeah,
I had to. That's cool.
I had that. I had that one. That one Uber driver recently, that was
sure
might have been looking for me to go to a gay sex party with him. Okay, another email. This one I don't know if I should, how far I should go with this, because names are named. Yeah, and I think we might need to protect. This is from our friend. I'll just say our friend in the Utah area.
Okay, I know where you're going for work purposes.
He's there for work, and he's and I don't know if this is true. This could just be somebody that's just spouting off, but he's. Well, I'll just read it to you. Hey, Brian and Ed. After asking Alex and Clearwater, it's never good when you have to appeal to authority, by the way. When you're like, hey, Alex and Clearwater said it was cool. Like, what is Alex and Clearwater? What sort of authority does he have? None.
Yeah. I need to see his paperwork.
Right. After asking Alex and Clearwater if I should report this dong sighting, he said go. I see. Okay. Picture a really big white guy that used to play center.
Mark Eaton.
Him. Maybe. I see.
He's like 7'3".
Retired Utah Jazz center once a week minimum. He's still a huge community figure, even though he's a complete asshole to everyone. That's someone in Salt Lake saying that. That's not me saying. I've never met the guy. He was pretty good for looking Andre the Giant on the court. Yeah. And a freak of nature at 7'4". He was stewing around because his plane was delayed and I had time. So I followed him into the restroom. Honestly, I don't know if that's
where this is going.
Might be a line crossed there. Just like our guy reported on Michael Irving, It was the worst move I ever made because it only took one glance to see two sleeves of plastic-wrapped golf balls, hooked, flaccid, and the crown almost kissing the hockey puck in the urinal.
Oh, God.
Now I feel like my dick is small, but I did this for the good of the show. Also,
a hero. Oh,
he is also a drop the pants to the knees guy. No, calm down. That's impossible. Don't look. Don't look when you know the answer is now my philosophy. Also, take care, fellas and Kate. Hashtag Sedale 3.
He's doing the Lord's work.
Hashtag Mamba wins an Oscar. So when he says two sleeves of golf balls, he means like bat, like.
He's saying to
stack
duct tape together. He's saying wide.
No, I don't think so. Because he's saying it. I'm thinking long and thin and hooked. Because he said it hung.
Oh, he's got like a birthday clown balloon animal kind of thing.
Right. Because if you were gonna describe the thickness, you would say like soup can or Pringles,
tennis ball can.
Yeah. Yeah, this sounds like more of a doesn't really have the width. This person that he was talking about, that it, this is only alleged. We weren't there. We don't know about this.
I wonder if just Olden Polynese still frequent the area, because I'd like to think he does a little better than Eden.
What about
another 7-footer?
What about Antoine Carr with those glasses?
Big dog. The original big dog.
Yeah, with this.
He had Glenn Robinson came around. I was like, hey, what about Carr? He was the big dog. Well,
Glenn Robinson was the number one pick, though. Does he get to replace, or how's that work?
I don't know. But, I mean, you can't just take. I mean, that was the bullshit thing when Tomlinson, people started calling him LT. It's like, well, we already got one.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But LT, my LT? See, that's a problem.
It was LDT.
Yeah. You gotta if you have to clarify which LT you're talking about, you can't really be called that.
Look, I hate the Giants, but the original LT was probably the best football player of all time.
He's a bad motherfucker. He used to smoke some crack before the games.
That's pick me up.
Yeah. I mean, you want a guy that's going to get ready, and a lot of guys will do smelling salts or whatever to get pumped up. He didn't get
you smelling something a little stiffer.
Yeah. Cocaine. I need to know what's going on. A lot of things going on at the University of Arizona. That real sweaty guy, Sean Nelson.
Oh, Miller.
Miller. He was like about to get fired because.
Yeah, I think he's just doubling down because he's fucked. Because if you're guilty of what he's accused of,
never work like again.
That's it for college basketball.
What's his name? Got another job. The real tan guy from Tennessee, Bruce Weber, Bruce
Pearl. But he had a recruit over for a barbecue or something.
Oh,
this is like he's outright brokering $100,000 for a guy. Like it's something that you're not going to be able to explain away.
I feel like you wouldn't do that on your own. Like. Yourself.
No, I mean, I'm sure it gets done lots of places, but usually the head coach doesn't step up and do it. And, you know, good reporters have sworn by the story. So
yeah,
we'll find out. But like it's not like, well, we heard he's involved. Like somebody has said that they heard the tape.
Yeah. Well, is he going to be like, that's not me?
Yeah, I don't know. But.
Wasn't me.
I just think it's like, well, if you are guilty, we have a president that just denies things.
It works
all the time, and it works.
Works. Just be like, nah, nope,
not me. Didn't happen.
Yeah, I wish that. I wish I could have pulled that. But now their other coach. Oh no, he's been fired.
He just got fired.
Rich Rod, the inventor of the spread offense. He was like showing his dick to, like his assistant or somebody that worked in the athletic department. He's like, hey,
take a look at my rich rod.
Have a look at my dick. I'm Rich Rod. And but now he's gone. So what else is going on with him?
Well, I guess because of that harassment complaint, things are coming out. You know, what are they called? Discovery. And so it was revealed Rich Rod's Book of Team Rules came out. And it's all pretty boring coach stuff, except there's a section headed Expectations in the staff notes part of the book. And it discusses assistant coaches' wives. Bullet points like, make sure they are loyal to the staff and the program, and be careful what you say to your wife, and educate her and control her talk, have raised some interesting questions. So, Brian, is it best to make your wife say her loyalty pledge before or after she brushes her teeth in the morning?
I think it should just be like, you should have a signal where you, it's kind of like if you want a guy to bunt, you know, no. You do the indicator, you go to the cap, and then you touch your elbow, and then you do the, then you go with your left hand, you go down the forearm, you like swipe down. You should be able to just do a hand signal, and your wife, wherever she is, whatever she's doing, should be able to recognize it like a dog whistle. And then just immediately, almost as if she's been hypnotized or goes in a trance, she should be able to recite her loyalty code in that moment.
Football coaches are such insufferable assholes. Like, they all seem to have these, you know, crazy rules, and they seem joyless, and all the talk of them spending, you know, 90 hours in the office each week, like, it's too much.
Well, that's a bunch of bullshit too, by the way.
I hate it. Yeah, Spurrier, I always hated those teams, and he would run up the score and everything.
Yeah.
That dude was able to play a full round of golf all the time. Like, he showed you can absolutely destroy other teams and not spend, you know, your whole life in the office.
100%.
But yeah, they all have their rules. Yeah, football coaches are a bad group of people.
Scotty Bowman, he didn't even know his players' names. Like, he was just,
he did have a lot of those Russians when they first came over.
He was just like a figurehead. Like, he was a guy that said, here's what we're going to do. And he would tell the assistants, here's the philosophy that we're going to run. Here's the guys that are going to do it. Now implement it. Go run practice. I'll be in my office. Like, that's it. You're a fucking boss. This is what people don't realize. Delegation.
Micromanaging their wives.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
What is loyalty to the program? What does the wife have to do?
Oh, she, and especially the guy. I mean, he should have stayed at Michigan. They weren't ready for him at Michigan, because at Michigan, they're kind of like USC, where they're like, oh, we need a big fullback. We need to run it up the middle. And this guy was going to bring a sea change there, and they just weren't.
No, he wasn't a Michigan man.
Right, and they just weren't. They're like, hold on, like, it's not working. Well, it didn't work fast enough. It would have worked eventually.
Yeah, he was lighting it up at West Virginia.
I mean, if you could get guys there, you know, you could do it. You get some better guys, better place, you could do better. This might be it for him, though. He might just have to continue spreading the gospel of the spread, rather, or he does that thing where he goes to like Texas El Paso for a while.
Yeah, there are so many like random schools full of like old Miami Hurricane coaches, or just random, all like flops.
Delaware Blue Hens. Yeah, like they're out there. One of the directional Floridas, South, Central, Northern, Eastern, any of those. Go there for a while.
Remember that one year? That it was like a made up. Like, nobody had ever heard of the school, and all of a sudden, like, Florida Gulf Coast was in the Sweet 16, and they were awesome and dunking. And everybody's like, "Is that a real school?" Yeah. They showed pictures of campus.
Is that the guy?
Like a pool party.
Isn't that the guy that's the coach at USC now, Andy?
Yes. Enfield, and his wife's the was like the Maxim model,
right?
I knew a guy who banged her.
Yeah, that's right. You've mentioned that before.
Mm.
It's quite a score.
She's very Christian, except when she isn't.
Right. That's well. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I guess.
You want to be able to show her around, but then when you get her home, you want her to be able to show you around.
There you go.
Just quote me on that. Okay, hold on. See if I can. Oh, Ed, I've been to this place.
You have?
Yeah. What is going on? You know, in the locals, they don't call it Mount McKinley.
Well, William McKinley never even went there. Right. They're like, you know what? We're going to take this Mount Denali.
Denali Mountain. That's right.
Denali Mountain. We're just going to take it and we're going to name it after the president that refused to even visit you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of bullshit.
Well, what's I mean, it's not I observed it from the air. And it's a huge, right? It's the biggest mountain in the United States.
For sure.
And when I saw it, it was covered with snow. Mm-hmm. And there's massive crevasses. And the pilot that was showing me around was like, hey, you see that crevasse? And I'd be like, yeah. And he'd be like, that's like 1,200 feet deep. If you fell in that, Jesus. You'd fall.
You just keep falling.
Yeah, you just never stop falling. It's just, it'd be like in Superman 1 where they sent the bad guys out into space in that little box.
Oh, yeah.
You just keep going forever.
Yeah, one of the guys was was famous.
Right.
The other two are weird looking, but one guy was like a famous actor.
Well, yeah, one was abroad, and they're like the ringleader. He was a real dude, an actual actor. So what's going on at Denali?
Well, the huge Alaskan mountain has a huge problem. Glacier geologist Michael Loso last week told the Associated Press that between 1951 and 2012, 36,000 mountaineers deposited 215,000 pounds of solid human waste into the Cahilta Glacier, the most popular route to the summit. Since 2007, the National Park Service has requested hikers to keep their shit off the mountain. Most put it into biodegradable bags and toss it into the crevasses in the glacier. But Loso told the AP, that doesn't do much. The shit never fully degrades, and it could reappear downstream as a literal shit stain on the otherwise immaculate glacier.
Oh, my God. How did I let you do this story? You know how I feel about scatological humor.
The question is, why can't humans have nice things?
I know.
I mean, geez, like, just one of the beauties of North America, and we've just fucked it up.
What do you got to fucking climb all over it for?
Yeah, can't you just see it from afar?
Take a look
at it. I've been on a glacier. It's pretty cool.
It's cool.
But thinking about, you know, you're wearing those, what are they? They're called crampons.
Yeah.
You know, the shoes.
Yes.
Like, you got to walk real gingerly. Like, if you have a code brown on a glacier, I mean, it's not like there's a whole bunch of trees. You can, where are you going?
No.
Everybody's hiking. Then one guy's like, hang on. I gotta crouch over here.
No.
Just awful.
Do that at your house.
Yeah, you fucking animal.
Just go home.
Evacuate before you get on a glacier.
Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp, that's his name.
General Zod.
He's in a badass movie that I can't think of. I'm doing bad with names.
I'm on his IMDb here, but it's every time I click something open.
Limey? The Limey?
Oh, yeah, the Limey, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Is he still kicking? Hey, did we talk about David? Oh, yeah, he's still kicking.
Oh, yeah, David Ogden Steers?
Yeah, David Ogden Steers.
I mean, he looked 60 as the Better Off Dead dad.
What year? I'm going to do MASH IMDb. What year did MASH go off the air? I'm going to say 1983.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So it was on 72 to 83.
So 35 years ago.
And David Ogden Steers died. Oh, my God. It's like switches me to a Yahoo search. When I click on a link to search, it opens a new tab with a Yahoo search of that same thing. Do you think I want to search with Yahoo? Is it 1995?
You know what's coming.
Bing.
This is a slow moving virus. You're going to be binging like crazy.
I'm going to be on Ask Jeeves any minute.
Lycos? Is that one of them?
Yes, Radar or Lycos was a good
Alta Vista. You're gonna be in deep.
So this show went off the air in 1983.
Okay, 35 years ago.
35 years ago. So David Ogden Steers, R.I.P. Charles Winchester. He would have been. He just died, and he was a sprightly 75 years old. That means
so he was younger than we are now.
Yeah, he would have been 40. He would have been 40 years old when that show ended. And how fucked were the 80s? Because Hot Lips was supposed to be a sex symbol.
Hot. She's supposed to be hot.
She's supposed to be hot. And it's like, wait, like what's, yeah. How much cocaine were you guys doing?
Yeah.
I mean, there were some hot nurses on there.
Not good.
Anyway, RIP. How fucking old is this guy? Speaking of old guys.
Yeah. Bob Kraft.
Bob Kraft, old motherfucker. What's he up to?
Yeah, he's 76 now. And when he was 70.
I would have guessed. How fucking old is this guy? I would have guessed him in at least with an 8 handle.
Yeah. He's not, and he's trying to like grow his hair out. Like I saw, he's like trying to be like all stylish with his like white mane. It's not looking good.
He's got a lot of that white hair.
Yeah. So when his dead wife's corpse was still warm, he in
Myra.
2012.
Myra.
Yeah. So she had just died, and coincidentally, Kraft started getting, and people started noticing he was with a 32-year-old named Ricky Noel Lander. And I remember there was a video surface, yeah, like he was helping. She's helping her.
She was auditioning. Yeah. Yes.
It was real awkward.
Yeah. I feel really bad that she has to suck his dick. Let's just put it all out on the table. Like a young chick should just not have to be slurping on an old man's balls like that. That's just sad.
Yeah. This is all loose skin.
Yes.
So anyway, when people asked about her, Kraft just referred to her as his pal. No, this is my pal. Well, that pal just had a baby, and there are some reports that the baby is his.
Whoa.
So the question needs to be asked, Brian. How often do you impregnate your pals?
I don't. You could call all manner of my buddies. It's always shocking to me that these guys with loads of cash don't get vasectomized.
Yeah.
Like it's an easy procedure.
Yeah, what would be the point?
It's the final four is coming up. It's time. Like, just go get them clipped. Like, get clipped. You never have to worry about that shit again. Done.
I mean, now he's got like a newborn. Dude is an old 76.
And think how pissed his other kids are, because that's an equal share. Of his
the
fortune.
Kraft share just went from 4 to 5 kids.
Is he mac and cheese? What's his deal?
No, he might be paper or something. Oh, it's not. Yeah. It's not. I don't know if he's related to that.
How can he still be rich? Nobody uses paper anymore.
No, people use more paper than ever.
They
That's
do.
The thing,
is that true?
Everybody prints shit out.
Oh, I thought no one was printing anymore.
Yeah, it's still. I remember reading something. I mean, I read it like 10 years ago, and they're like, actually, people are wasting more paper than
ever.
Oh,
my God.
This is a guy. So he's going to be rolling around. He was 6 when kitty litter was invented.
Oh, no. Something tells me you got a bunch of these.
He was 9 when the wetsuit was invented.
Oh, wow.
He was 4 when Tupperware and the credit card were invented.
What?
He was 11 when WD-40 was invented, and now he's supposed to be a father of a newborn?
No.
Get out of here.
No, he for sure bings. I mean, he probably has a minion that bings for him, but still.
You know what he's got? He's got a closet full of MAGA hats.
Yeah, that's true. You know what he doesn't have? That one Super Bowl ring that Putin stole from him.
Yeah. Speaking of thefts, I saw something that somebody stole. I mean, this might be a fancy story. Somebody stole Frances McDormand's Oscar at the party.
I saw that. Yeah, it was like
quick work.
Yeah, it was like Tom Brady's jersey.
Very odd.
And I think the guy was like a professional
Thief?
Gate crasher. Party crasher. Yeah. And possibly thief. Speaking about dudes that use papers, people from Colorado. You know, weed's, yeah, you know, weed's legal here in California now?
Yeah.
And but and then so I was,
but since Colorado was the first, like, that gets the people kind of still think of it as the weed state.
Yeah, well, I was FaceTiming with my buddy that lives in the Bay Area yesterday, and he's like, "Hey, we're disconnecting." And he's like, "Hey." And he like holds up like this little cartridge thing, and he's like, go to your dispensary and get one of these things. And he's telling me what to get. And I'm like, we don't think we have those around here. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, it's legal, but I live in Orange County where everybody's white and lame. And I don't.
Yeah. You don't live in Venice where there's one every 3 feet.
Yeah. I got to go to Venice, or, you know, he's in San Francisco where they're free. Mm. And down here, it's like nothing cool happens. Mm. Bullshit. But it's legal in Colorado, and they got it figured out. Colorado has gotten so rich off the tax revenue that they're like having to give people money back. They're like, oh, we got too much money. We've made too much money from weed.
Yeah, money for the schools. It's been good for them.
We got to give it back to you. Now that you got Christie out of there, Ed, I feel like
New Jersey's pretty liberal. Murphy. Yeah, he said that's next on the agenda. And people are like, well, what about what Jeff Sessions is saying? He's like, you know, we'll figure that out. We need the money more than we need to worry about Jeff Sessions.
We're going to have to worry about Jeff Sessions too much longer.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's weird how Republicans are all into states' rights until a state does something and makes a law that they don't agree with.
Right.
Then they're like, oh no, fuck states. We never, no states' rights over here.
Or their
federal law.
The favorite president stood up to the Russians.
Yeah. Reagan.
But now
they
somehow are desperate for us to have a better relationship with Russia.
St. Reagan was fucking rubbing his balls all over those guys' fucking head. And they loved it. Not anymore. No, now we're cool with them. So what's going on in Colorado?
Well, here's the problem. You know, there are a lot of high school athletes there.
Yeah.
And, you know, some baseball players want to continue their career after high school. But it was not going to happen at Texas Wesleyan, because their head baseball coach, Mike Jeffcoat, there was an email that went viral. And he said that he does not recruit players from Colorado because the athletes can't pass the drug test. And he added at the end, you can thank your liberal politicians. he was fired for that.
Oh, now, Brian, he was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
On March 1st, he was fired. Now, Brian, how is it possible that Mike Jeffcoat, a pitcher from the 1980s, could have a problem with weed? And keep in mind, he was teammates for a couple years with Otis Nixon.
Oh, yeah. Otis Nixon, not young looking.
I mean, every 80s player was doing cocaine, right?
Well, I've heard some stories where, like, you know, there was always that one religious guy on the team.
Right.
You know, like, Tim Tuffle. Was Tim Tuffle religious? I was going to say Gary Carter.
I read one book about like the 86 Mets, and they were maniacs, and one guy was like all religious.
Well, Gary,
maybe it was
Gary Carter. Gary Carter. And look where that got him.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Didn't pray hard enough.
Breaking news. Spoiler alert. He's dead. And like, we're all going to be dead at some point. Is Texas Wesleyan, is that like Baylor, where he's like, got to hang with Jesus to get in?
Have a Baylor. Super strict and religious.
Yeah.
And yet their basketball program.
And football.
You know, I was saying their basketball program was trying to blame a murdered guy.
Yeah.
Yes. And the football program.
Just say he was a drug dealer.
was allowing their team to just run trains on girls against their will.
Yes. Rape. It's right. No, we're cool with that.
But yeah. No.
We're cool with
that. Chancellor. Kenneth Lay.
Yeah.
Not Kenneth Lay. Kenneth Star. Kenneth Lay was the Enron guy.
Yeah. And he played dumb. It's enough with weed, guys. It's a personal thing. Like, do weed or don't do weed. You're going to college, so everybody's going to be getting fucked up on booze the whole time anyway.
College much baseball more dangerous. Players?
Yeah.
Who doesn't smoke weed that's a college baseball player?
Exactly. And you know what they do? They dip. Much worse for you. You know, there's chewing
way
tobacco.
Way worse.
Come on. Just calm down on the weed, guys. Texas. Thought you guys were free down there. Thought you guys valued your freedoms.
Mike Jeffcoat. I was looking at his team. I just clicked on the link. I was like, I wonder if he had any notorious teammates. Sure enough, mid-80s Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Otis Nixon.
Oh, yeah. There's probably tons of those guys.
Fun fact, Otis Nixon was also on the mid-50s Indians, too.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
He was like 106 years old.
Yeah. He was on the Cincinnati Redlegs as well. It's 1901. I want to talk about a couple things here, but I'm concerned about opening the links,
right?
Because of what Jason Stewart tragedy. Has done. Yeah, let's see. This one seems I've pasted the link in. Of course, it's taking forever to open. So, Ed, Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Mugabe territory.
Yeah, it's, you know, shit is tough down there in general. It's in Africa. I'm not positive, but there's probably a lot of warlords. Probably they're probably chewing.
Well, it's not Somalia. Wait, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not like it's not the civilized one.
Just recently, Kenya. I think the military booted Mugabe.
He was like 91 or something. He was really old.
Right, but he said – and then his wife, I remember like a year or two ago, right before he got booted, his wife was like, oh, he's still going to rule from the grave. So like he's always going to be in charge.
It's weird.
That's when they got the military. They're like, we got to make a change.
Once you loot a country, shouldn't you at some point just bounce out to Switzerland? Because you're like, hey, I've looted this country of all of its riches. Like, why would you want to? Why would you want to continue to live in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, and he was such a terrible leader that, like, beyond robbing them, he didn't understand that he's like, oh, well, if we're running low on money, we're just going to print more money. And so then, to get a loaf of bread, it cost. They had like $10 billion notes and stuff. Bread costs like, $14 trillion.
I think they're trying that in Venezuela now. I don't think it works to do.
Yeah, you can't just print money. There has to be something behind it.
No, that's exactly right. Well, speaking of things behind things, Zimbabwe's got a major problem because, in that country, that part of the world, there's issues. Let's just say it's important to have safe sex if you're in Africa. If you're traveling to Africa.
Yeah, especially in Africa. Yeah. They got a rampant AIDS problem.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you're going there, you want to have safe sex. But Zimbabwe is having an issue because they're importing their condoms from China, which is where I assumed all condoms were made. But they're having some issues with theirs because the Chinese condoms are apparently too small for the Zimbabwean populace, Ed. The health minister has now called on manufacturers in his country to produce bigger condoms to address concerns over the size of condoms being imported from China. They spoke out at so I don't want to read the whole thing, but basically they're looking for some competition to emerge from their own country because the quality and more importantly, the size of the rubs that they're getting from Asia are just not up to the demands that are being put on them by the Zimbabwean men. So, Ed, do you think this is a legitimate argument, or has somebody, David Peririnyatwa is his name, has he been listening to the Baller Lifestyle podcast, and he's on to my theory of just wanting the rumor?
That is a good way to systematically just get everybody thinking you guys are packing.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
We're going for a nationwide rumor.
Yeah. I remember one time somebody was asking, I can't remember exactly the scenario, but somebody was asking Jean-Claude Van Damme about like the differences between France and Belgium or something. And he's like, well, I don't really know about France. He's like, but I do know that guys from Belgium have huge cocks.
Oh.
So, and that was like, you know, he's
spreading a different rumor there.
Yeah, because Van Damme's like 5'6". So, right. I mean, he's just, you know, he just wants to put it out there. Hey, FYI, the rumor is I got a big ass cock.
Or you could say, well, guy must be ski pulling because he seemed to know a lot about other guys' dicks.
Well, he's Belgian. That's my point.
But that's what I'm saying. Oh. But like, all right. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you know your way around a Belgian dick.
Maybe. I mean, I assume he meant that he was basing it on himself. But maybe he's seen a lot of...
I know what he was trying to do, right. But I view it as... I mean, you've seen that video of him dancing, right?
Yeah. 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 And he can do the splits and shit.
In high mom jeans?
Yeah.
Problem.
He dresses a certain way. But just... That
rumor works both ways, too. Because not only is Zimbabwe spreading the rumor about themselves...
Yeah, China.
It's a bad look for China. Yeah. I mean, they're fighting an uphill battle there.
Yeah, they are.
Poor guys.
The Chinese, they already have that about them, and that's not cool.
No.
You know, they should just make huge condoms. That's what they should do, is they should just make oversized, like, novelty condoms.
I'm sorry, this is our standard.
Yeah, and yeah, like just call them really China
like
size.
It's really just like Spencer gift size.
Yeah.
Like those giant things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's why I only buy Magnums, Ed.
That's why I got fixed like 8 years ago.
Yeah. So Canada, Ed,
mm-hmm.
They're our lovely neighbors to the north where weed is tolerated and everybody can go to the doctor and they just chill. They just chill up there. They wear flannel. They watch the hockey game. You know, I watched a little bit of that. Yeah. Maple syrup, Tim Hortons. I watched a little bit of the outdoor stadium series this weekend.
Yes.
And it was they played at the Naval Academy, I think. And,
awesome.
Yeah. In DC. And it was pretty cool. I like seeing the outdoor hockey. And everyone listens to this show knows I'm a massive Kings fan. I like the LA Kings, but the Maple Leafs, there was the Maple Leafs against the Capitals, and the Maple Leafs, they have some of the best gear. They have the best uniforms, but they weren't wearing them. They were wearing some all white striped getup. They look like prisoners. It looked like Longest Yard or something. It was such a bummer because I'm like, oh, I'm going to turn this on because the Leafs are going to be looking badass in their dark blue sweaters. And they had white pants on, and not just the shorts. They had like long pants on. They look like pajamas. It was a huge bummer.
It's kind of clown like. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I watched the outdoor New Year's game. I like watching the outdoor hockey for some reason, even though I'm
best.
Not out there. It seems cool.
Best. Yeah, it looks cool. Well, unfortunately, Canada's got a little egg on their face, Ed. For the second time, a small mistake in a court filing has led to the early release of a notorious gangster in BC, British Columbia.
Vancouver.
The parole board of Canada... That's everyone, the rest of Canada, they all hate Vancouver because it's like all the way on the West Coast and it's like...
It's a fucking awesome city.
It's like a real modern city. It looks kind of like Hong Kong, but it's populated with
Vancouver.
Canadians. Yeah, it's awesome. The Parole Board of Canada Appeal Divisions ruled this week that Gerard Bacon...
His name's Bacon?
Yeah, do you think his last name is like is the round circle bacon and not like the long strips?
Right.
One of three, also only white guy on the planet named Gerard.
Yeah, Gerard Bacon.
Yeah. No. One of three brothers who are part of the infamous Red Scorpion gang will be released on parole again in June of 2018. The reason for his release? A typo.
Oh, hang on. Well, before we go further, not just that he's a white guy named Gerard.
Bacon.
Well, and then the bacon thing. How about the fact that he's a white guy in a gang called the Red Scorpion? You wouldn't expect white guys to be in the Red Scorpion. No, that sounds
like an Asian gang.
That's of course it does.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yakuza style.
Yeah. This guy got sentenced to 12 years. The charges stem from when Bacon it was a deal. However, someone in the court system screwed up, writing that he would be eligible for parole after 7 years. Because of this, Bacon was released early in February 2017. His parole ordered him to live in a halfway house, stay away from criminals, and not be in any bars. As is common, Bacon lasted about half a year before he was found drinking in a strip club with a criminal. And then lied to cops about it by providing a false ID, and his parole was rescinded.
But he must have, I'm assuming, unless he was like under surveillance the whole time, he must have really done something bad in the strip club. Because you could, right. if somebody said, Brian, you can't go into a bar ever again.
Yeah.
Like, you just go to a bar, and as long as you don't cause an incident.
Who's going to know? Yeah, they're not going to put a picture up. But that's the problem with these gangsters, these criminals. They just can't stop doing crime.
Do you think he had a big, like, satin jacket with a red scorpion on it?
Yeah, or like upon
your pink lady's jacket.
Upon returning to prison, Bacon and his lawyers discovered the typo and argued that because of it, his breach of parole couldn't be counted, as he should never have been released in the first place. They really flipped it on him.
Defense,
yeah. The parole board agreed because Canadians are so polite. And Bacon is now set to be released in June, meaning that due to the typo, Bacon was released early, not once, but twice. Ed, considering that this guy is Canada's most notorious gangster, what do you think his crime was? Do you think it was not saying sorry while holding open the door of Tim Hortons?
Sorry. Around bacon, eh?
Sorry, Gord.
I was tied up. I was watching a Rough Riders game. Not the Rough Riders.
We're down to only one Rough Riders, by the way.
Yeah, not in my heart. We are.
I know, that's true. I'm more of an Alouettes guy myself.
Not fuck the Argonauts.
Oh, fuck the Argos. Yeah, fuck Toronto. Fuck Doug Flutie. Fuck Marcus Allen's brother.
Eskimos. Edmonton Eskimos. Yeah,
Edmonton.
Wasn't that Warren Moon? I think he might have been there.
Yeah, I think so. Because we couldn't let him play in the black. NFL because he was black.
Black. That seemed reasonable.
He lacked the faculties. Like, it's just it's only white guys like Dan Marino. Real smart guys like Dan Marino can make those decisions.
Think about, like, you know, when you're telling you're learning. I mean, before we were born was like the Civil Rights, Act. And it, you know, when you're a little kid, like 12 years, 11 years before you're born, it seems like a long time. But like, we had carryover well into our childhood. Like, there were the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl was in January of 88.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Insane.
Right. Well, they lack the faculties, Ed.
Right.
What's his name? Lamar.
Jimmy Greeks.
Lamar Jackson.
Jimmy Greeks.
Yeah.
They got this bone in their ankle.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Blake is the superior athlete.
Awful. And Lamar Jackson. Hey, would you mind playing receiver?
Yeah.
Like, Lamar Jackson. Yeah, all these guys are boom or bust. Sam Darnold throws up 50-50 balls half the time.
It's all the system you get into. It's the players around you.
Well, Lamar Jackson was a badass, and he didn't throw this terrible ball like Vince Young always did.
Yeah.
He actually threw a great ball.
Vince Young was funny because he could only
throw a bad ball.
Right, and he could only throw it to guys that were standing still. And then he got to the NFL, and they're like, oh, no, we're not going to just let you. Like, your receivers have to be moving or they'll get their heads broken off. So, and then he's just like, oh, no, I can't.
And then they benched him, and then he's like, well, I'm going to kill myself then. And then his mom got on the air and was like, you have to understand, nobody's ever booed Vince before. No. And it's like, well, okay, sorry.
I mean, he was a pretty bad motherfucker for a long time. It would be hard to deal with.
I know, but it just showed how fragile he was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, fuck it.
I know. No, I get you.
Learn to take some criticism.
But. And it's good to be a big fish in a small pond, because in Austin, the guy can do no wrong. He's got a steakhouse. I don't know, he's got some kind of gig out there.
Austin is a great town.
Ed, unfortunately, it appears as you haven't heard any like crashing noises in the background.
You know, last week when I said I didn't hear, it was because I was talking at the time.
Yeah.
When I re-listened to the podcast, it sounded like you were being killed by a factory of tinfoil.
Was that the week she
like it sounded like maybe she hit you over the head with a baking sheet like 15 times.
Oh, because she was loudly opening mail one week.
Oh, yeah, it was just really loud. And I was trying to argue on her behalf saying she wasn't so loud. And it was unbelievably loud. Yeah. I just happened to be talking.
Why does mail need to be opened in the middle of the studio?
Or frankly, ever.
Or ever. I mostly just throw it away. If I get it first,
I probably have gone like a week and a half, 2 weeks of just throwing everything out. Like, would I like Optimum Cable? No.
No. We'll do our own fancy pop here. I got some stories. The Oscars were last night.
Yeah. I told you, I don't watch the award shows, but I do. I watch a shitload of movies. Like, I have opinions on it.
Oh, yeah. Saw that movie that won all the awards.
And what did I say? Splash without the laughs.
Yeah, it looks awful. It looks so terrible. Yes.
It's like, hey, let's do Splash. But okay, you know how like a young Daryl Hannah is in that? Yeah. Well, let's turn that into the creature from the Black Lagoon.
And they were showing the guy that plays him, and he's almost more creepy not in the makeup.
Seen the real guy.
Oh, he's got that real weird body. I guess he plays like he's like the Gollum guy, but the opposite direction.
Like Andy Serkis guy.
Yeah, but he's, you know, Andy Serkis is like real little, like a monkey. Yeah. This guy's real stretched out, and he's got the weird shoulders and weird body.
So he looks like, you know, like an old swimmer, or he's got the Kevin McHale shoulders.
Yes, and like a real long neck and a tiny little head. Oh my God.
And then like, you know, let's take out Tom Hanks and John Candy and just add some like actor-y people.
Yeah.
I mean, there were good. My favorite actor, Michael Shannon, was in it.
Oh, and like, he's amazing.
He's good as like this creepy dude.
So good.
Richard Jenkins is like the gay neighbor, and he's delightful in it. And and Octavia Spencer's good. It's like all the acting, but like, you've taken away the only fun part of Splash.
Also,
and you've just made Splash.
Also, the female lead that fucks the fish man.
Yeah,
is a mute. She's a mute.
Yeah, and she's a good actor too, but like, yes. Again, like, who gives a shit? And you know what?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm gonna give away, it's not the ending, but I'm gonna give away a key part.
Uh oh.
So she falls in love with this guy and takes him out of the lab because he's in a fish creature.
Yeah.
And she decides to fill her apartment with water.
You can't do that.
And she's over a movie theater, and the movie theater guy, the guy who runs the movie theater who lives below her or like owns the building, he's all like super nice to her, and she's this mute, and he's like very kind to her. And then she floods the fucking theater.
Oh, no.
She's a monster.
Think about the water bill. Also, that's like a Laverne and Shirley plot. That is so implausible. I
know. It's a garbage movie.
Oh, my God.
It's really bad.
Also,
you know, all you have is Michael Shannon and Richard Jenkins, but like, it's a shit movie.
The best movie I saw last year was Get Out, and it wasn't
Get
even
Out.
Close. It was
my
so
two,
good.
My two favorites were Get Out and Dunkirk.
I didn't see Dunkirk, unfortunately.
It's Christopher Nolan. I pretty much love everything he's done.
He's great. He's great. Well, another big movie was Call Me By Your Name, Ed.
I didn't see that.
It's a gay love story, so I'm confused as to why it wasn't at the top of your list.
I mean, I've watched some enjoyable gay love stories.
Yeah, of course.
There was a delightful movie with Cate Blanchett last year called like Holly or something.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. The movie stars Armie Hammer, who that's not his real name, right?
I've gotten a little too much of him. I don't like the name.
Very good looking.
He's handsome. He plays the Winklevoss twins.
He's he's like 6'5".
Remember when that movie came out, the Social Network?
Yeah.
And I saw an interview with the Winklevoss twins. And
the Winklevi?
You come out of that movie, you come out of that movie thinking like, wow, what a bunch of douches.
And
like,
they're worse.
Harvard douches. Yeah. And they said like, well, how do you feel you were portrayed? And they're like, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, they crew.
They were like douchey crew, yeah. Harvard, yeah. Like blue blood guys. And like, they felt like, yeah, we feel good about our portrayal.
Yeah. Well, Armie Hammer, he's in that Call Me By Your Name, and he apparently they had some difficulties on set or in the post-production because plays this gay guy, and it's like it looks like it's in Italy or something. It's like a very it's like a very summery looking movie, and he's got these little short shorts on, and apparently many times his balls slipped out of his shorts. So
Apple bag peekaboo.
Yeah. So the post-production team was constantly having to digitally erase his ball sack. Imagine if that was your job. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you go to school, you study a trade. You're thinking like, all right, I'm going to like do the key special effect in Star Wars or something like that. And then you get somewhere and they're like, hey, you're pretty good with that graphic stuff. Can you take Army's yam sack out of the shot over here? That's how I felt. Like I tweeted about this a long time ago when they were closing in on Jared at Subway. I was thinking some guy like studied forensics in college, yeah. And they're like, "Hey, can you read all the fat sandwich guy's emails?"
It's true. It's true. It's not.
It's like you want to think you're just, you know, setting the world on fire, and like you're probably just reading the fat sandwich guy's emails.
Okay, here's another one, Ed. Bobby Brown.
Oh, yeah. There's a guy who really he's really done a lot of work.
I don't want to go all fancy sauce on you, but my buddy had just moved. This is probably like a year ago or 8 months, and he's like, yeah, I was over having a beer with my new neighbor, and I was just standing in his living room chatting with him, drinking a beer, and I was admiring his family pictures, and there was one of his whole family, and so he's like, I stopped, and I was like, with one guy in the picture looked familiar, and he's like, asked the guy, he's like, hey, is that Bobby Brown? And the guy's like,
in this family picture, I'm seeing a lot of people. One of them looks like he did the theme to Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, he's Bobby Brown's my son-in-law. He's married to my daughter.
Wow. I don't know.
Not a big win. Not a big win. No. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, yeah, he doesn't have a great track record as husband. Also, do we know if he's a loud comer? Like, did that come up?
No, I'm going to ask. But also, this is another shocking twist. How fucking old is this guy? One day before his 49th birthday earlier this month, Bobby Brown
what?
Was relaxing at home watching his New England Patriots lose to the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 52. Is he from Boston?
I think he's Boston. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, new addition.
There's not many guys like Bobby Brown in the Boston area.
Just Robert Parrish.
Right.
And Dennis Johnson. That's right.
They were like the last team to have any of those guys. So he's waiting, blah, blah, blah. He's talking. Gist of the story is Bobby Brown is not convinced that his ex-wife or his former, what do you call it when your wife dies? His widowed spouse.
He's a widower.
He's a widower. His dead wife.
Whitney Houston. But I'm glad he was able to move on with your friend's daughter.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Neighbor.
Man, Can you imagine?
He's apparently sober, but apparently he does not have any clarity because he does not think that Whitney Houston's drug problem was a contributor to her death.
Mm-hmm. So he's not terribly observant.
No. I mean, she OD'd in a bathtub.
His song lyrics were not exactly Tupac.
Every so little
you
step
could tell he was
I
not
take,
super intelligent, but this is.
I'll tell you this. This Fancy Sauce, she's got some New Edition songs on her phone, and sometimes she'll throw them on in the car real loud. And I'm not like super bummed when she's pumping New Edition in the car. Like, it's some pretty catchy shit.
What's it, Candy Girl? Is that-
yeah, that's one of theirs. Mr. Telephone yeah. Man. Anyway, he's pitching a
that Ghostbusters 2 song is trash though.
Oh yeah, it's yeah.
Too hot to hand, too cold to hold.
The breakdown where he raps is just horrible. Any kind of rapping breakdown, whether it's MC Scat Cat or Freedom Williams.
By the way, that MC Scat Cat. So when they say opposites attract, does that mean she was trying to have sex with a
feline? Yeah,
yeah, so cat
curly ass dick
dressed like a 30s gangster.
Yeah, Scat Cat, and he's got a curly ass dick. Ed, you're not a fan of award shows, and neither is right. Macaulay Culkin, apparently, because during the Oscars last night, he went on a Twitter barrage.
Uh-oh.
Including zingers like, I will be live tweeting the Oscars tonight, but I won't be watching them. Wah! That's crazy.
I saw a video of him at one of those high school gym wrestling situations. It was not good.
Every time I click, because I'm one of these guys when I'm like on a page, I like highlight a little bit of the text. It's just like a nervous habit or something.
Okay.
And every time I touch a page, a new tab pops up asking me if I want to like buy something to save my Mac.
Oh,
because
no.
of what's happened to it, because of Jason Stewart.
He's still being the shit out of you.
Yeah. Here's another one. Question.
He's starting a trade war with you.
Do you guys have any suggestions for what I should be doing instead of watching the show? There's more.
He's really bitter, huh?
Exclusive. I heard Kevin Spacey and Harvey Weinstein were going to come disguised as a very tall man in a long trench coat, but they got busted by security.
Oh, no.
Casey Affleck couldn't make it because he was stuck in the 1950s.
You know what's really unfortunate? I mean, this guy, he had the world when he was like 10.
Yeah.
And then even into adulthood, even though he wasn't having heat, he was banging Mila Kunis.
Yeah, such a babe. So glad.
Now he's got nothing.
Oh, he burned. Oh, here we go. James Franco is a disaster. Artists, hashtag call me Rogan, hashtag or Goldberg, hashtag I'm not picky. The Disaster Artist was the worst Harry Potter movie this year. Doesn't even make sense.
I don't know any of that.
He burned Jimmy Kimmel by calling him Jimmy Fallon. So glad to hear at Jimmy Fallon is hosting the hashtag Oscars 90 ceremony. What a great guy. Oh, that Jimmy is hosting. Did he ever win Ben Stein's money? Hashtag man show.
Oh, no.
Wow. At Jimmy Kimmel is hashtag so brave for hosting the show in his native dialect. I bet Jimmy Kimmel's humor is so dry tonight, it could easily be a hashtag vagina monologue.
What's the end game here?
If you were Macaulay Culkin, would you immediately check yourself into rehab this morning? Even if you had been sober for many, many years, just because your humor is so terrible that it would be better if people thought you were a heroin addict?
There's nothing worse than being like horribly unfunny. Like when I read a bad joke or a bad tweet or something, like, you just can't. You can't get that stink off of you.
Yeah, it's.
You can tell somebody to fuck off and like somehow get past it, but if you tell jokes like that, you're you're toast. There's nothing else.
It's tough. It's tough. Just don't, you're just trying too hard. Like, it's easy for a lot of people to just be funny, and it's not easy for you. And you're trying too hard, and you look real dumb.
I mean, he could be funny. It's just he needs to go back in time like 30 years and have John Hughes write all his words.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
If he can somehow get John Hughes back from the dead and lose like 30 years off his life, then he could probably be delightful.
Start all over. He was a very cute kid. Ed, sad news. Jim Belushi's wife has filed for divorce, and the timing wasn't ideal because she did it on the 36th anniversary of his much more talented brother John's passing.
Oh.
It's something more to take from this story, though.
You got tired of that Mr. Destiny movie? residual checks?
He had like a sitcom that was on like 12 years. Like,
according to Jim.
Yeah. Somehow, you know who was on it? Jason Stewart.
That's right.
I believe we played clips.
Yeah, we played a clip.
Yes.
That show, and pretty much every show on CBS, aside from David Letterman and sports, I've never watched CBS.
No. There's nothing on there to watch. But here's something. So, his wife, Jennifer Sloan, filed for divorce on Monday after nearly 20 years. They have two children together, daughter Jameson, 19, and son Jared, 16. Okay. This will be Belushi's third divorce. I keep swinging, slugger. He was previously married to Sandra Davenport, with whom he also shares one son named Jared.
What? He's George Foreman?
He's got two kids named Jared. What? Yes.
He George Foreman.
Yes. How do you do that? Like,
oh, come on. All,
you're white. Like, pick a different name. There's tons of them out there.
Oh, man.
Jared and Jared.
I like that he's got, I remember in, David Cross has a book. It probably came out 10 years ago. Yeah. And he just said he was at some bar that Jim Belushi was performing in his rock band, like his Blues Brothers kind of band. And he said he was really just not a nice person.
I believe that. Well, he's been,
because he's arrogant
he's been allowed to think he's talented.
Yeah.
And he isn't. And he plays the best blues
part of his
music.
Career was when he was in the train and Trading Places. That was his career highlight. Yeah. He was good in that.
Didn't he did like a cop movie in the 80s?
Oh, well, he did Canine.
No, that's not.
While that's Turner and Hooch was going on. Like, that was one of those.
I love that when they do that. There's two. Like,
Truman Show, Ed TV. Yeah. Like, that. They always have to do two. There were even two Prefontaine movies.
Yeah, at the same time.
There were two movies about a fucking middle distance runner.
I know.
Armageddon and Deep Impact.
Yes.
Everything. Yes.
There were two volcano ones at the same time. Yeah. And we'll close it out with this. I'm going to admit something right now. I like to be an early adopter. I like to think that I'm an early adopter. But I was late to the party on Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
And I find her,
I'm a big fan,
delightful. She is so funny and very cute. And I just am, she's so charismatic. I just could not be more of a fan of hers. And I know I'm like the last person to realize it. And I'm coming clean. I'm self-reporting. I admit that. But she's awesome. And apparently I'm not the only one that thinks that, because last night at the Oscars, maybe at a party, Tiffany Haddish revealed that she told Kelly Ripa, quote, "I just met Brad Pitt in the elevator. He said in 1 year, if he's single and I'm single, we gonna do it." So, you know,
that's awesome.
So, you know what that means? but he do got seven kids. I don't know if I could deal with a man that's got that many kids. So, I mean, if things don't work out for her, she's got that beautiful Brad Pitt dick waiting for her 365 days from today. I feel like I'd be calling that in just for the story. Hey,
absolutely.
A year ago, you said we could fuck.
I saw something today. I saw images. She's awesome. She said, I'll just Febreze. She said, like, on SNL, if I have a good outfit, I'm not one of these people that's going to, like, if I have a good dress, I'm going to Febreze it. She wore the same dress to the Oscars last night as when she did the opening monologue of SNL and, like, the premiere of her movie. Like, yeah. she wears it to all her big events. I saw events.
That. She wore the same dress three times. I think, yeah.
Yeah, good for her.
She is a
she looked good.
Delight. Okay, Ed. That's it.
Oh, we got a little sneak preview. What do we got next week?
So, guys, join us for March Madness. We're going to do – we have our own bracket challenge where we will be breaking – we haven't decided how many yet, but we are going to be deciding the greatest 1980s sitcom. I don't know if I explained that very well, but we're gonna do a bracket challenge of 80s sitcoms. So hit us on Twitter, so we don't leave anything out. Like, well, you know, we're gonna have Perfect Strangers. We're gonna have that might not even make the cut. You gotta let us know who you should think should be in the big dance, and then we'll of course Ed and I will ultimately decide who's going to play it off, but we will take your suggestions at Easy Ed Daily at Brian Beckner, and we'll start that next week. Anything else to add, Ed?
No, I just realized how great we were tonight.
We really killed it. And we're basically doing triple duty. One, my computer's like not functioning. It's doing all sorts of weird shit. And you
suffered a complete Bing attack.
Yeah, I got binged. I got binged by Jason Stewart and some link that one of you assholes sent him. I want somebody out there needs to self-report. Whoever sent that to Jason Stewart, you binged the fuck out of me over here. Meanwhile, Fancy Sauce was waylaid again. So we're doing triple duty. We're having to step out of our comfort zone and do pop culture, which I got to be honest, I feel like we nailed it. We had that Army Hammer's balls thing.
Yeah.
I don't hear anybody else talking about that.
That's what we did. We did that on our own. We usually get help.
Yeah. We didn't need
proud
it.
Of us.
God damn, we're good. We are so good.
Yeah,
all right.
Fucking great.
So for Ed Daly, for the search engine Bing, for the conspicuously absent Fancy Sauce, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 210 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.